This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, now it's time for tonight's list.
She said list this.
Sorry, that would really irritate me if they said that. I was like, that makes no sense.
The Chive?
No, not that.
This is actually
Barstool Sports.
Mackenzie
River Reflections. Is that a poetry journal?
I wish, but no.
Do you? All right. New gift idea for Reggie. Poetry journal.
It's a local newspaper in Oregon. So not local to here.
That makes sense.
First headline on their website, Vita Man killed in late night wreck.
Oh, no.
So it's the reflections of what happened in the news. That makes sense. Tonight's list is from The Chive.
All right.
What?
Yeah, three-word factoids that'll boggle your damn mind. So basically, I will give you three words, and this little fact will be true. I don't have any information that goes beyond the three words. So don't say, well, how do they do that? Or why do they do that? Or prove it. Just the proof is in the three-word factoid. Okay? Number one. And there are 25 of these.
Okay.
I think. Number one. McDonald's does weddings.
Man, is that a genius budget move or is that the biggest give up?
I guess the answer is why?
Do they do everything for the wedding is my question. I guess, you know, I just told y'all I don't have the answers. But, like, they say, hey, come to McDonald's, have your wedding here.
How amazing would it be if one of the qualifications to be, like, the store manager was to be an ordained minister? Just in case. You never know.
Well, then will the ice cream machine be working?
Yeah, because it's never worked.
Jack in the Box always there. The shake machine doesn't work.
I feel that way about Whataburger sometimes too.
I always feel that it's not that it doesn't work and it's actually official that it doesn't work, but they have to clean it so often that you're just there in the cleaning process and that they've only got one.
Oh.
So they just tell you it's not working, but it's being cleaned.
Interesting.
From the 214, if they named you commissioner, would you still do the show or abandon us?
Oh, yeah, I would do both. Okay. Absolutely.
Oh, would we be able to brainstorm all the potential ideas? Would we do NBA Plus or NBA NIT?
We would totally do the NBA NIT. Outside of Nay saying that stupid thing about Zion not coming to the Mavericks, the first thing we would do after that is the NBA NIT.
Number two on tonight's list, three-word factoids that'll boggle your mind. Mangoes get sunburns. And I know that you're like, hold on, that's four words. Sunburn is one word.
Do they have to put sunscreen on this?
No.
How come backyard is one word, but front yard is two words?
Don't worry about that. Hold on. Okay. The sunscreen thing. Would the sunscreen, does it sit on top of the mango skin? That's a good question.
Or do you just wait till it gets sunburned and put aloe on it?
Will it ripen if you use sunscreen on mangoes?
Could get mango cancer.
Number three-word factoids that'll boggle your mind. Sharks predate trees.
What? There were sharks before trees? That's wild.
Look it up.
I mean, I'll trust you.
Don't trust me. Trust the Chive.
Oh.
Or Mackenzie Reflections.
I will not.
Mackenzie River Reflections?
There you go.
Sorry, Reggie.
He's personally offended by that.
I feel like Colby actually knows this one. And if we ever make it there, we're going to be rich. Number four, Saturn rains diamonds.
It does.
So there you go. Facts.
Why are we going to Saturn then? We could take care of our deficit like that.
Yeah. Well, but then if we went to Saturn and got all the diamonds, then diamonds wouldn't be...
Oh, no, the hell they wouldn't exclusive. Because only we have the diamonds.
That's right.
And they're like, they're conflict-free. We got them from Saturn.
Also, y'all didn't see how we acted with the potential of hail yesterday? You think we're going to get into diamond rain? Are you crazy?
That's for the astronauts to worry about, okay? Maybe they're not going to come from DFW, but we'll find someone who's like, I would much rather be in diamond rain than the crap country I live in. But don't use that out of context.
Number five, pandas fake pregnancies.
Wow.
Oh, this is like specific. Wasn't that panda in China like faking a pregnancy to get more food because they feed you more, you know,
okay,
eat for two type deal?
This is the first fact where I desperately wish there was elaboration. Is it emotional abuse of their partner to keep them in the relationship? Is it the food thing that Reggie brought up?
No, this was a specific story. I remember this.
They're like, more bamboo.
Yeah.
Smart panda was like, oh, wait, they think I'm pregnant and they're giving me more food.
Nobody had sex with you, panda.
Man, that's sad.
They started stuffing leaves underneath their fur.
I don't know if it works just like that, but maybe.
Number six, fingers are muscleless. There are no muscles in your fingers.
Fun follow-up, muscles are fingerless.
Huh. Uh-huh. Number seven, horses can't vomit.
Man, even if they were drinking at the trough too much or...
Got that horse hammered. He just died. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Which is okay by me. Because that's how the horse would feel about me, right? If it killed me.
Huh? Yeah.
Number eight. Hold on. Eggplants contain nicotine.
Oh, so you could smoke an eggplant maybe?
Or just eat it. But you don't have to smoke nicotine, Kevin.
Sure. That right. makes sense.
What's just, that sitting right there, Colby?
That would be some grizzly.
Grizzly.
Is that the chew?
A little dip.
Yeah, they always has. Yeah.
So, Colby, you can go eggplant.
Just eat some eggplants.
Yeah.
All right.
But don't tweet that to somebody. Don't tweet, pick me up some eggplant, because then...
Right.
They're going to think you want gay sex.
Or just sex.
Well, if it's another man... It would obviously be gay sex. That's just how it works. If it was for Colby, if it was for a gal, then you're right. Oh, yeah, let's lay out on that. Okay, I'm not wrong.
So I was just thinking if, like, you getting nicotine from an eggplant would make it, like, organic.
I would get that organic nicotine.
Yeah, get the organic dip, please.
But if you also sent out the eggplant,
did you say
get
dip?
A word close yeah, to organic. Okay.
He said dip.
Wait, what'd you think I said?
Nope. Number nine on tonight's list. Swearing relaxes people.
It sure does, strong damn agree. It.
Three-word factoids that'll bog your mind.
So I thought my mom was going to slap me once when I was younger because she said, why do you swear all the time? It makes you sound unintelligent. And I said, but why? I know all the words that you do plus these extra words. She did not think that that was amusing.
I swear sometimes.
By the moon and the stars in the sky?
I don't know. Number 10, birds don't pee.
Nope.
Yeah, they combo it, right?
Yes.
It's so gross.
It's all out the butt.
I mean.
Thank you, Reggie.
Don't forget tomorrow night, masterpiece of the week.
Number 11, and I believe I learned this from Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh.
Flammable means inflammable.
Yes. There's no reason for the word inflammable.
Because it's the same as flammable.
Stupid.
Oh, wow. This, I don't know. Number 12, babies can't dream. How sad is that?
Have we ever asked them, though?
I mean, what?
How can they answer that question?
But you never seen the baby where it's just, it looks like it's dreaming because it's doing the hand motion. It's asleep. It's like,
it's hungry. That's pretty much all that's happened. It's just natural reaction to hunger.
So really wish you would have given more room for Colby's baby impersonation.
Number 13.
Oh, just got a text from my mom. She's listening.
What up?
No.
Susan? How you doing?
What? Come on, man. She probably agrees. She's like, I remember that. You want to tell one more story about her? She goes, I think you're addicted to sodas. When I was a teenager, I was like, could be worse. I could be addicted to a lot of other things. And then I think she kind of let it slide after that.
Like eggplant?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Number 13.
Why would that make her sad?
Number 13.
She's a homophobe.
She wouldn't have Brandon. Number 13. Stars consume planets. Is that true, Colby? Do stars eat
That's
planets
so much
alive?
Trouble right now.
I'm
My son is listening, and he just stood up and is like, what are you doing, right? Okay, there's no need for you to come in here, Brandon. Oh, I love you, Mom.
Yes, stars do consume planets.
Number 14, avocados are berries.
Even the ones from Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why would they be different?
I just really like that advertising campaign.
They have a seed in the middle.
Yes.
They're berry.
Hey.
Number 15, blood contains gold.
What?
Yeah.
So I could bleed myself out and make my gold bar?
Probably not.
I'm glad that he said himself, because that could have gone an entirely different way.
He's just bleeding humans out all the time.
What? Hold on. I know you said you don't have follow-ups. I'm just going to ask your opinion.
What?
All blood has gold in it, or only human blood?
Ooh.
Because that changes the game a little bit.
We'll see.
Just set up by a slaughterhouse.
Gold does occur in other places. Our bodies, for instance, contain 0.2 milligrams, most of it in our blood. You need 40,000 people to collect enough gold to make 8 grams.
Done. 40,000?
Yep.
Good Lord.
So it's going to be a lot of work, dude.
Vampires probably poop blood.
Dolphins name themselves.
What?
Dolphins what?
Name themselves.
So you can walk up to a dolphin and be, yeah, that's Rick over there. Mm-hmm.
They're like, the hell it is. My name is Steve.
Is that how they sound? I can't do a dolphin.
Hold on. How are you going to make the noise and be like, but is that how they sound?
I can't make the high-pitched enough sound. Number 17, lighters predate matches. Number 18, gold is edible.
What?
Well, I mean, we know that based off Goldschlager.
Why would you eat gold?
Number 19, monkeys floss themselves.
With what?
With their fur, I'll bet.
Wait, are we talking about the dance?
No. Number 20, whales get tans.
They're real self-conscious.
Number 21, Fergie voiced Sally.
From
Peanuts.
Oh. In like
Charlie Brown versions? I guess so.
Or is she that old? Sometimes she looks that old.
She may be that old. She does sound like this sometimes. Number 22.
Looks like she smoked a long time.
Turtles touch themselves.
What?
Turtle bait.
I gotta figure out how that happens. How does a turtle do that to itself?
It's probably while it's all inside its shell.
Oh, I know how it does it. Turtle wax. Right?
Mm. Jellyfish can evaporate. What? Again, 3-word factoids that'll boggle your mind. Wombats poop cubes.
Huh?
And last but not least, number 25... Orcas are dolphins. All right, guys, and that's tonight's list, everybody. 3-word factoids that just blew Kevin's mind.
Man, they really did. I think I've done a conversation with my mom after this show, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.